Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
So Wes Hunt, what a privilege it is to get time with you. I saw you on my calendar and I immediately just went, oh, you know, I don't know how far do we go back? Is it 19 years?
It's 20 years? Quite a long time, Casey. I don't remember the exact date, but it's been a wonderful partnership. And I felt the same when I saw the invite come across. Oh, my goodness, I get to talk to Casey.
That's awesome. Yeah, right. We're going to have coffee together today.
Yeah.
So tell me, because, gosh, you know, we're in the craziest time in our lives. I can't imagine it's going to get crazier, but I hear it might be. But what's happened over the past year for you? Give me just sort of a brief. Of course, I'm going to go back to March of last year, pandemic announced. Then we go into margin calls, really concerned about all businesses even making it through the margin calls. Sure. Then we go into the surge of volume.
Yeah.
So with that, sort of give me an update. What's going on?
So like every other mortgage company, we had a great year last year when you look at volume and profitability.
Mm.
But that came with challenges and difficulties as the pandemic did set in.
Sure.
All the uncertainty, you know, what are we going to do? We didn't understand. It was very interesting. We have our annual conference each year. We were at the Avalon there, just outside Atlanta. And it was the day we were going in to start the meeting was the day that the news is there's 30 possible cases of COVID in Georgia. So it was a huge decision to go forward with that meeting. I got my executive team together. We weighed the options and we decided to go forward. And thankfully, we didn't have any COVID cases as a result of that meeting. But the following Monday, we went remote. And my team shined. Honestly, it wasn't a big lift for us to go remote. We always provide extra workstations because this business is what it is from an operational perspective. People give extra hours in busy times, and I've always been very blessed by employees who are willing to give that extra mile. So that wasn't a huge lift for us, but the huge lift was how do we manage in a remote environment? How do we stay engaged? How do we encourage people through a very difficult situation? How do we lead in a very different time when our employees are not only faced with a greater workload than ever,
mm-hmm.
they're faced with now I'm a teacher or a daycare provider, or, you know, just I'm a caregiver now, and I also have to work. So we focused very hard on making sure that we looked at both sides of this. Mm-hmm. Yes, we got to get the job done, but we need to make sure that we take care of our employees and that we're flexible. My manager stepped up. We did scrum meetings every day. It was like going to battle, mm-hmm. and they won the battle. So they just did a great job of supporting me and our entire employee base through this. And we're coming out the other side a better company because we've learned to engage just like you and I are through Zoom. I'd love to be sitting in the same room with you, have an opportunity to give you a hug, because that's the kind of thing that you can't replace through a Zoom call.
Right.
But what you can do by standing up your cameras and interacting virtually in that way is you can get and see facial expressions.
Right.
So we've encouraged the use of cameras throughout the entire company. And my managers have reported back, wow, this really makes a difference. I get to see my people, the looks on their faces, and engage. And, you know, one of my managers, you know, they're taking 15 minutes at a point during the week and they play virtual bingo.
I love it.
It is the little things. You know, we can talk at a really high level from how we manage and how we encourage our people. But you can't miss some of the little engagements for employees to not only feel valued, but feel connected.
You know, it's interesting because I'm writing down, by the way, virtual bingo. I'm like, I haven't done that one yet. I've done a lot of things, but not virtual bingo. It's really been interesting this past year, what I have seen. I think there's a common thread. Great leaders like yourself stepped up. Their whole team stepped up with them. They literally leaned in to the challenges and figured it out.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward a year later, tell me what your thought, what's your greatest priority you're working on right now, knowing where the market is?
So, you know, you gave me that question. I had a little bit of time to think about it. I think the greatest priority where we are at this time, having grown to almost 800 employees last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrific. And that doesn't include, you know, the offshore partners that are also handling tasks every day for us. So the challenge or the greatest priority is to continue the building of a management team throughout the company so that our managers can weather the growth, can be successful in the growth, and making sure that our highest level managers have the opportunity to build strategy, to think forward about where we're going as a company. Because if you're in the day-to-day, and we know how the mortgage business is, we grow up in this business.
Sure.
And many of us are doers. Going from a doer to thinking strategically is a challenge oftentimes. And sometimes you don't feel like you're busy because you're not getting hammered with the next task that I need to get done.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But we have to have people that have that mortgage background and bring that depth to the conversation, along with just true strategic thinking and management. So we're working to continue to build the management team in our strategic thinking moving forward. And of course, there's always technology. You know, technology changes every day. I'm blessed with a great chief digital officer with a lot of depth and breadth in his knowledge. So we're constantly looking at not only, you know, we think of the sizzle on the sales side, and we need that for sure when it comes to CRMs and point of sale systems. But infrastructure is equally important if you're going to run a mortgage company, because that data has to be secure and your systems actually have to operate if you're going to be successful. So it's balancing both sides of that and thinking strategically about moving forward in both of those areas from a technology perspective.
So it's interesting that you said your greatest priority is to build your management team. When you think about your management team today and that growth, what qualities are you looking for future managers to join your team? If you could pick, you know, one to three qualities that are really important to you.
Sure. So, Casey, you know a lot about my culture and who I am.
I do.
So I would say the first thing that I look for is, are you going to love the people that you work with? We can do a lot of things, but in my opinion, if we don't care for those that we're working with, we've missed the mark from the word go. I think the second thing that you have to do is you have to love with accountability. I will say that, you know, I'm a pleaser at heart. So accountability has been a challenge for me as a CEO and a leader. And I've had to learn and, you know, engage with people and you know, because that's not the inherent part of where I go. But I've also learned that you don't run an organization this large without accountability.
You got it.
So you have to move there. So really, it's keeping the human factor in place, caring about people, accountability. But also, you have to want to move forward. You have to want to win and have a desire to do that. So that would be the three qualities that I'm really looking for in a management team.
You mentioned your culture, and Wes, you do have a beautiful culture. I got to tell you, again, when I saw that I was going to get to interview you, I know you well enough, and I've been to your offices and met your people, and you've just been an amazing friend, and your culture is special. Are you concerned at all? I don't know if concern's the right word. Are you focused right now? Now we're in a new remote environment. You got all that square footage. I'm guessing it's empty like mine, right?
Yeah.
From a percentage standpoint.
Yeah.
What are you doing specifically, if anything, and are you concerned about the culture and how to preserve it?
Yes. I mean, there is a dynamic that you can lose when you're not together. But when you think of a company that is coast to coast, we have employees in four different time zones now. You can't gather everyone together in the same building, mm-hmm. regardless of how hard you try.
Sure.
So being able to engage virtually is a necessity in the world that we live in. And yeah. it's a skill that we've actually learned over the last year and done a much better job of and are a better company as that. So how do you keep that culture and work remotely? That the question you asked me. You intentionally engage. You intentionally communicate. And some of the ways that we've answered that call is we have monthly town halls now, something we didn't do in the past. You know, it's 1 hour, it's quick, fast and furious is what I call it. A lot of topics covered, just skimming the surface to let everyone know about the new things that are coming down the pipeline, you know, the new projects that we're working on, the new initiatives. And then sometimes we might zero in on a particular very important topic, but it gives everyone an opportunity to engage as a company. And I have had so many wonderful comments from my employees, you know, from the bottom to the top, saying, Wes, I feel more engaged. I feel more informed than I ever did. So mm-hmm. intentional communication yep. is so important to keep people engaged. And then we have to work down through the departments that, you know, I have to rely on department managers that they're staying engaged with their employees. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to crank up the camera, have your one-on-one meetings with them.
Right.
Coaching is not something that should just happen once a year at your performance evaluation. Coaching should happen in every conversation that you have with those that report to you. That's only fair to them. And, you know, we can do that virtually, but we have to be intentional about it.
I love the intentionality that you're talking about. And I think that's the area that every leader right now has got to really put in front of them. How do I preserve this culture or even enhance it? Nobody wants to go backwards. We all want to go forward. We are focused. You'll be interested. And by the way, if you're interested in having somebody on my committee, I'm creating a committee to give us feedback. We have a whole culture program coming out on how to preserve it. Now, we've won 20 culture awards, really blessed by that. I have amazing leaders, and you and I both know we're a reflection of our people. But that intentionality, and I wrote down, like you said, virtual bingo, and I'm like, okay, I haven't done that one, but I've done a lot of things that are systemic that really make a difference. And especially in the remote world, I'm more connected. Like, because we used to do a Monday meeting for a whole company, and we would blast everybody into corporate, and we'd all be in a circle, and I couldn't see everybody. Now I see everybody.
Yep.
Exactly. It's a totally different game. Now the key is to not let those meetings become stale and ineffective. So I put a committee together. You might be interested in this, and said, hey, our company meetings, how do you guys want to change them? And I had a committee come back and give me all the references of, hey, here's the name of it. Here's what we think the calendar should look like and what the agenda should look like. And I'm going to do that almost every quarter to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. And let them have a voice. But I think intentionality right now in communication, preserving the culture, you can't do what we used to do, right? Just walk in the building and the culture created itself because of our energy. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, love that. Where do you think, let's pivot to a minute, the future. let's end with this one. where are we going and what's your projections for our industry at large?
Goodness. Don't have the crystal ball, of course. And we're in a different place from an inventory perspective than we have ever been. I've been in this industry either as a real estate agent and broker or mortgage lender for 30 something years now. So never have I seen a time where every house has a bidding war and we're seeing cash offers are looked at first, followed by conventional, followed by government products. Do I need an appraisal or not need an appraisal? So it's very, very different in that respect. Mm-hmm. On the coattails of COVID and the disruptions to the supply chain, the disruption in the workforce that we've had, we're hearing a lot from the builder community around delays in getting materials. So there's delays in finishing the product. We still have high demand, which is wonderful. But when will we cross the affordability bridge where it's no longer affordable?
Right.
And wages haven't kept up with the inflation and the cost of housing. Hmm. There will be a day that we have that correction. So we have to prepare for that. Mm-hmm. We just came back from our annual sales incentive awards trip. And we did go in person.
Where did you go?
Phoenix, Arizona. We stayed stateside because of COVID. Had an amazing, amazing trip. It was so good to see everyone. But at our farewell dinner, I looked at my teams and the top producers that were there. And I said, you got to get ready for this next shift. You need to look at your processes of how you're bringing business in, how you're engaging with your referral partners, possibly cast a wider net mm-hmm. because of the lack of inventory that's in the market. So it's a new day in that respect for us. We've not seen that before. So we have to prepare by really engaging with all of our clients. You know, we're not a big refi shop.
Right.
We've always been a great purchase lender, but there are a lot of refis still to be had in this market. Mm-hmm. And we need to focus on those as well, because we can't necessarily create the inventory as a mortgage lender. So we can cast a wider net. We can expand our market, but we can't create the inventory necessarily. So those individuals who are in their homes who need to refinance, take advantage of this massive equity growth that they've had, is a place for us also to focus to bridge that gap through to that next really big purchase surge that is going to be there, because we do have the demand. We just mm-hmm. don't have the product.
Right. It'll be really interesting how this inventory shortage is going to play out. And it is going to be a scrum for market share, right? Mm-hmm. For the business Absolutely. That's out there, it's who can capture it. Because we're not building the houses, but we certainly can help. We can help finance them. I just wanted to, first of all, let you know how much I think of you, that my best friends went to work for you. And you may not even know that, but I reached out to one of your senior guys who I'm very close to and said, hey, I'm referring them to you because I trust you.
Yes, I was aware of that. And that is a great honor. Because I know that you have many, many options when it comes to that. So thank you for trusting us with someone who's that important to you.
Well, I have no doubt that you guys will equip them. Obviously, they went through our training, but they have to hit the market and they've got to have a great leader. And you have great leaders around you that mm-hmm. I trust will absolutely take care of them and make sure that they're highly successful. And of course, they've got me over here to take them to lunch every day if I need to. They will be successful for you. So
<That's>
let me
awesome.
Just say, hey, what a pleasure it is to see you and to be with you for this short
time. Same here, Casey. And I couldn't have more respect for anyone in this industry. Mm-hmm. Not only do you take care of your people, I feel like you work to take care of this industry nationwide. And you provide so a platform for so many people to speak, but you also provide so much wisdom and insight to so many throughout the industry. So thank you what you do to help my business every day.
Well, God bless you. We exist for you. So have an amazing day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Casey.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/InsideTheMortgageMind.